This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Let's talk about what happened after the fact when he eventually retreated because everybody ran away and realized they were being stabbed. And he went back, started walking back to his group, threw the knife onto the side of the river, and then eventually gets caught up to with the investigators. Does not call 911 or anything to say, hey, there's some kids over here that just got stabbed, or I stabbed people in self-defense or anything. Just goes back to the group and hopes he's not going to get caught. Eventually does get caught and then lies about it too. Then lies about the story of the knife, that the kids had the knife first. There's a lot at play here, and there's a lot of time that stretches as well. I'm sure there was some trauma going on in this man's mind, especially in the immediate aftermath. We go several hours in and we get to questioning and things of that nature, and then the lies begin. Is this someone who's just trying to self-preserve themselves as they kind of work through this and realize how bad this truly is? You know, or is this someone who really isn't that much shock and maybe doesn't realize the extent of what took place?
I think probably at least initially at first, he was kind of having a dissociative reaction where he really was in shock and he was not thinking clearly. He was not processing and had this gut reaction of I'm involved in something really horrible here. Let me get away from this. Let me put some distance. And then at some point he calmed down enough to go, whoa, this is bad. And he began lying. And I think that's unfortunate, because if he had the wherewithal to go back and say, I need to contact the authorities immediately, I need to own up to what happened here and explain how I felt threatened and what I did, I think it would have gone different for him. I think it looked bad to the jury with the covering up that he did do.
And that's interesting, because it's not even the act of what took place that he's being judged on then. I mean, it's probably common for people to lie about something that they felt just in doing. I'm guessing he felt guilt, but it doesn't necessarily mean he didn't feel that he didn't do the right thing when he was in that situation. I think anyone would feel guilt if you killed someone, even in self-defense, which it seems like he did, especially in his testimony. Yeah. It seemed very genuine, owned up to all of it in his testimony, saying, yes, I did lie here, I did lie there. Yeah. I was in shock, I didn't know. And really just kind of owned it. But on the other hand here too, I mean, we also have to take into consideration, you know, what he said about having quadruple bypass surgery not that far in the past of this taking place. Getting hit with that kind of a shock of being attacked by a gang of people that you are far outnumbered by in a river, in a secluded area that could end very bad, and you need to get those people away. I mean, was he really that unjust for pulling out that knife and trying to defend himself?
Well, I think, you know, we would certainly look back and take it all apart as they did in the trial at this point and look at the places where could he have just gotten away? Mm-hmm. Where could he have walked the other direction? At what point was he already holding on to the knife? It's like at some point, screw the cell phone, get out of there, you know, use your thinking brain. But I don't that's clearly where he was going, and he was single-minded in what he was trying to do and what he was getting done, and he didn't see that he was doing anything wrong. He kept using the term, I stood my ground, I stood my ground. And as I listened to him say that, it's like, I so wish you hadn't. I wish you had just retreated and said, get out of there. But, you know, clearly he was fragile physically. You wouldn't have known that by looking at him,
sure.
You know, that he had just had the quadruple bypass. But this was not a healthy man. He was not in a good mental space, and he had been drinking, which impairs judgment. I just hate to see groups of people together when everybody's intoxicated. So often you have bad outcomes, bad things happen.
Yeah. And it's shocking the way it did happen. Why are we, again, we're talking about, I think this on a more, you know, 1 million foot level. Why are we seeing so much of this with youth, though, of younger people, of the whole attacking strangers? I mean, we see it with the people attacking homeless people. We see it just random people walking down the street. I don't recall this being a thing 15, 20 years ago as being that common. Are we just finding and being more aware of this now in our society because we have, you know, media to that level that where we hear every story everywhere? Or is there some sort of societal problem going on where there's something missing with younger generations that seem to think this is okay, or it's okay at a higher level than it ever used to be?
Yeah, that would be interesting to try to run data on and get that. I don't know for sure that it's happening more often. Mm-hmm. We can probably go back historically and always find cases where these kind of things happen. We've always had gang violence. Mm-hmm. We've had groups of people who, you know, do, you know, criminal behavior when they get together that they wouldn't do when they were solo. Mm-hmm. But we certainly have everybody pulling out their phones now, and we get this very gruesome footage. And then because we have the internet access to all this information, it's available everywhere. And I think that does amplify our sense that it's happening more often. Mm-hmm. And it may be to some degree, but I don't know. I don't know if we have data to prove that.
Yeah, it's just a very, I know, it's sickening and just very scary to think about how quickly otherwise, you know, seemingly balanced people can change into monsters in the right setting. It's scary what people are capable of.
Yeah, it really is. Humans are we're dicey.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now